listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast from 900 CHML.
I want to shine a light on a very important topic because this month is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. And I did not know this until our next guest and the representative sent an email saying, hey, you know what? 90% of the people who are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer die within 5 years of that diagnosis. And 75% die within that first year. And just as sobering, despite, you know, the attention that we pay to cancer and in particular pancreatic cancer at times, especially during this month, the survival rate has been stagnant for about 50 years, which is kind of mind-boggling because other cancers have made some progress in terms of treatment, early diagnosis, helping people recover from these cancers, pancreatic cancer, in a very different place. Michelle Copabianco is the CEO of Pancreatic Cancer Canada and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. Those stats, as I said, are absolutely mind-boggling and sobering. What comes to mind when you think of this disease?
What comes to mind when I think about those statistics is anger. Anger that we have become complacent and accepted. That it has become something that we just acknowledge when people think about pancreatic cancer. It's, oh, that's the one where you die, or that's the one where there's no treatment. A, there are treatments, and B, there are survivors. But the only way to move those survivor numbers up is for people to start taking it seriously, stop accepting it, and start funding research and putting more attention to the disease.
So how do we do that? Besides the research part, how do we shine a bigger light on this and get this into people's minds that, hey, let's turn the tide here?
First of all, by talking about it, the more I go out and tell people what it is that I do for a living, the more I hear about people who have been affected by pancreatic cancer. And they often don't know the signs and symptoms. They don't know the risks. Even GPs who I talk to will admit they will only identify one or two cases in their lifetime, and are not always sure what they're identifying, nor are GPs aware that there are treatment options and often send people home to get their affairs in order.
Wow. What are those risk factors?
So some of the usual bugaboos with cancer: smoking, alcohol consumption, a diet high in cholesterol, fried foods and red meat, obesity. Some of the other things that are a little less obvious: your chances increase with age, with over 90% of people being diagnosed above the age of 55. If you are African-American or an Ashkenazi Jew, you have a slightly higher chance of developing it. If you live with chronic pancreatitis, diabetes that is either long-standing or is a recent onset of diabetes is also a sign. And then there are some really important ones if you are in a job that increases your risk, like firefighters. We are continually hearing about firefighters who are developing pancreatic cancer. The final one is family history. You need to be aware of what kind of type of cancers are in your family.
In terms of research being done, is there enough getting done at this point?
No, there isn't enough being done, quite frankly. And the reason is that researchers are forced to spend at least half of their time hunting for funds to cover their research, which means a good 50% isn't being spent in the lab because they're looking for research funds. And they have to go with where the money is. And there is so little money allocated to pancreatic research that it doesn't attract as many researchers as we need. That's not to say that there's not some groundbreaking research being done that we are funding. There is, and there is some exciting research in early detection. But there needs to be more. There needs to be the same focus that there was on breast cancer. 40 years ago, breast cancer had the exact same statistics as pancreatic cancer does today. And today, breast cancer survivors like myself at stage one or stage two breast cancer have an incredible survival rate. We need that same attention and effort put towards pancreatic cancer.
Michelle, we have one more minute. I want to leave our listeners with a go-forward plan or a to-do list here. How can we help support Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, not only this month, but all through the year?
All through the year. And November 17th, I'll mention, is World Pancreatic Cancer Day. The best way is to donate. So pancreaticcancercanada.ca. Donate. Talk about the disease among your family. Talk about the risk factors. Be aware that there are treatment options. Be aware that the number one thing you should do when you're diagnosed is to ask about palliative care, because palliative care is not about giving up. It is about living longer with whatever cancer you have.
That is a great message, and we encourage our listeners to go to pancreaticcancercanada.ca, learn more about the disease, donate what you can, and let's get these statistics much, much better. Michelle, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Michelle Capobianco is the CEO of the Pancreatic Cancer Canada. More details online, pancreaticcancercanada.ca.